Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, we just heard it, okay? I got you up on social media platforms. I'm posting even now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Join us on social media platforms and or beforeitsnews.com up on the top left. Left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. You just heard that President Joe Biden, he's not a president, he's not my president, he's not a legitimate president, he is guilty of treason every step of the way, he's been busted for plagiarism, he's been busted in scandal after scandal, and they can call him whatever they want to call him, but doesn't make him my president, and he is not my president. Article 6, Section 2, the Supremacy Clause, under God, he's my president, he's the man. And if you want to find out what is the conduct of someone that is to serve we the people, go to Deuteronomy 17 when you get a moment. You just heard the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, Matthew 5-13, talk about how Joe Biden is going to impose more stringent vaccine rules on federal workers by signing an executive order. Let me share this with you really quick, friends, just to recollect and to rehearse some things in your ears. If the state government doesn't have the right to do it, how does the federal government have the right to do it? Okay? What am I saying? I'm saying that the federal government is a creation of the states, not the other way around. They want you to believe it, that it is the other way around. Okay? For him to suggest that he has some executive order, just creating this out of thin air, friends, to go ahead and create and implement at will whatever he wants to, is untrue every step of the way. We have, over the last 14 and 15 months, shared with you concerning the federal judges, the state Supreme Court judges, the state judges, the Supreme Court judges, when they came out and they made reference in the law condemning the crimes of said governors of states that were attempting to do what this treasonous individual, Joe Biden, is attempting to do. And isn't it interesting, friends, what they're doing is they all the well know that people are going to back out. And I got more of that up and coming in just a couple of minutes here. I'm going to show you some video, play some audio for you. But for him to suggest that he has the authority, but the states don't have the authority, it shows you how upside down people are. And you can put that up against Isaiah 59. He does not have the right, nor does anybody else in state government, mind you, have the right to usurp or to operate outside of their scope of authority. And when I say that, friends, the burden of proof is on them to make reference to a law that says they can force somebody to mandate someone taking a vaccination, as they call it. They have no lawful right doing this in any sense of the word. Until the American people understand what I'm telling you right now, you're always going to wonder. You can be listening to me right now and say, does this guy really know what he's talking about? Well, what does the Constitution say? Oh, I don't know. I've never taken the time to read it before. Well, there's your problem right there. I'm taking the time to do it for you. And again, my point is the burden of proof falls to Joe Biden to prove that he has the constitutional authority to make more stringent vaccine rules on federal workers. I also want you to pay attention, friends, to the fact that they know that people are going to quit. Who's going to take those jobs when those people quit? They already know that this is going to happen. Why don't you pay attention to how many foreigners have come in within the gates of the United States of America that would be more than happy to overthrow and to be used to judge a people that have forsaken God in a wicked fashion? We need to pay attention as to what's going on here, friends. We really do. The other thing that I mean to make mention of is the fact that do you see the federal government, and they've been doing this for a long time, that back in 1913, they create something called the IRS. They called the Federal Reserve, which, by the way, was established by globalists. And what did they do? They gave them authority that was never given to them in the first place. Okay? And I'm not a tax protester, by the way. I pay all due taxes. Okay? So I want to make clear on that right off the bat. But I do want to say there's a lot of unlawful criminal activity going on in the federal government. How does the Federal Reserve operate without taxpayers? How does the federal government operate without taxpayers? How does the IRS operate without taxpayers? They don't. Now, does that not show you right there and put things into order that without you they cannot operate? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Matter of fact, I can just go over to the U.S. Constitution right now and make mention of Article 1, Section 8, which concerns nothing but taxes, to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and of the foreign coin, and to fix the standards of weights and measures. Okay, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, going to Clause 6, to provide for the punishment of counterfeiting the securities and current coin of the United States of America. How is our coin supposed to be set? It is a gold and a silver standard. Gold and a silver standard. We left that long ago, okay? And I'm saying a couple here things here, friends, but what I want to make mention of, and I want to make clear that you understand, that federal government depends upon you to give them money to survive, which shows you that they work for you. You do not work for them. They have taken the initiative to get you to believe that you work for them somehow by force. And if you don't do what we say, then we're going to bring in these institutions that we have unconstitutionally created, and we're going to use them against you, okay? And we know what matters to them more than anything else, friends, when it comes to taxes. That is one crime, as they would call it, that they will not tolerate in any sense of the word. But if I am standing here all by myself again to remind you Americans that this said individual, Treasonous Joe, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, he has no business, first of all, being in the people's White House. You know that there's major voter fraud going on. What has he done since he's been there, friends, but assail the American people day after day, week after week, month after month? Doesn't it get to the point where we get beyond talk, Americans? Because that's all we hear is again, the individuals across the boards in the United States magnifying the crimes of the American people. And I'm talking about magnifying the crimes of what the American people tolerate, forgive me, in so many different ways. But again, Biden to announce that all federal workers must be vaccinated with no option for testing. By the way, the testing is a fraud. That's a fraudulent setup. They're just getting people set up for the fall is really all it is. And if you haven't awakened to the fact in which I'm sharing with you right now concerning this whole pandemic after 14 and 15 months, then I got to say this. Your blood is off my hands. With all due respect to the truth, you deserve what you've got coming if you don't want to listen to anything further, because at this point in our history in the present, we are adding to our own destruction by allowing the crimes of these politicians to continuously go forward in assailing us, we the people in whom they serve. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without God." without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to find our schedule, go over to Bradley's schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, subscribe to our Rumble live link on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, our social feeds, our live feeds over there. Also, check us out on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because that is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. Now, I just got this post this morning. I'm going to play a little audio for you. And it's a lady from Australia. My friend posted this, and I seen it, and I thought, you know what? I need to share this with people, because what it says, pray for Australia. Pray for Australia. You know what? I'm here to tell you it's beyond that, okay? I'm saying that it's not enough to pray. I'm saying that it's enough to pray and to do. The Bible is clear when it says faith without works is dead. And we're in this position right now, namely Australia. We're coming to it as well if we don't put a stop to this. But you can go ahead and pray. Until the kingdom comes, friends, but until you begin to act out your faith, that work of faith and a labor of love, 1 Thessalonians 1, 3 through 5, it all goes for naught. And it all reminds me again of a former abolitionist, a former slave, and he was the one that was rightly credited for telling us the prayer life versus prayer and faith working together. And, of course, what I'm not talking about is Harriet Tubman, the Black Moses. I'm talking about another individual who is very well known amongst all circles of the educated in so many different ways. And the fact of the matter is, friends, this individual, he had shared with us over and over and over again, and I'm speaking of Frederick Douglass, that, you know what, he prayed for 20 years as a slave, and he said nothing happened. He prayed and he prayed and he prayed, and he said nothing happened. I was still a slave. He said, until I put my feet to my prayers, did I become a free man. And that's exactly right. James 2:14 through 26. Read it when you get a moment. I just want to stop really quick, just so everybody can understand what's going on here. Over the last couple days, we just got back from the Minnesota State Fair. We were there for 12 days, 144 hours straight, three-hour round trip every day, articles every day, doing live radio every day, and then going back every day, and then staying in a hotel, and then doing it all over again. We've been doing this for 14 years. We're on the back end of that right now. Everybody's just kind of a little fatigued. We're all trying to get caught up a little bit right now because we're on the road again next week, back into Michigan. We're going to be doing some events out there, as a matter of fact. With Ted Nugent, of all people, I don't know how this is going to go, but I suspect that it's going to go just A-OK. And we're going to be out there, and then we got five other events set up as well out in Michigan. So we are trying to recoup right now, and do forgive me if I sound a little jumbly and a little fatigued right now, because we are trying to catch up on a little bit of rest here, friends. We've been doing this for 23 years nonstop. Again, we've been doing this for 23 years nonstop, and we just need a little rest right now. So I'm trying to do my best. I'm not complaining. I'd be complaining if I wasn't doing what I was doing right now. But again, go ahead and check it out, friends. Our schedule is on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Bradley's schedule. We're going to be in Michigan next week. As I said, we got six events set up, and the one I'm highlighting right now is the Constitution Day celebration with Ted Nugent, and I will be the keynote speaker, and we have tons of other friends that are going to be a part of that as well. They're expecting 15,000 to 20,000 people, this coming from the Speaker Ken Crow. So they're expecting a lot of people there. So hopefully if you're in Michigan or if you're close, please take the time and come out and see us. It's a 26-hour round trip for us, so don't complain to me about how it takes you an hour or two or three or four to come and see us. Let's get into this fight, and let's win this fight, because I believe that we can. I want to get over to Australia concerning my point now of prayer. And the post came with pray for Australia. Now keep in mind, friends, these people have given themselves over to everything and anything that God clearly condemns, and now their backs are up against the wall, and now guess what they're doing? They're reverting back to God, the very God that they left. And this is the cycle in the history of man. And I'm going to let this woman tell you herself exactly what's going on over there. And again, pay attention to a people that give way to government corruption every step of the way, because that's exactly what Australia has done. They're a now disarmed people, and they have no power to stand up against tyranny in any sense of the word. You ready for this? Here we go.
I have now is in God and the few people around me who...
Listen to her.
The only hope that I have now is in God.
Well, maybe, you know what, no offense, ma'am, but, you know what, the bottom line is you should probably have never left him in the first place, because if you didn't, you wouldn't be in the position that you're in today. But isn't this interesting how this works? Sin, their sins are catching up to them, and the same thing happening in America. Numbers 32:23, our sins are finding us out, they're catching up to us, and we can see the bad guys are being used to judge a disobedient people, just like in Australia, now happening in America. And why? Because of their lack of doing. They just want to pray to God, and they want God to do something for them rather than do it for themselves. And we've all heard that saying, God helps those that help themselves. Well, that applies to all mankind, friends. Let's go on here.
Few people around me who will continue to say no. That's it. Today, the Woolloongarra police and the army, they didn't even know about a blockade plan. They said, oh, that was down on the M1. That's it. That was Reedy Creek. There's talk about it down there, but they tried it yesterday and it was disbanded. And there's a business that said, you haven't heard about a major one straight away. He goes, nothing here. I said, what happened at 9 o'clock? Did anyone, no one parked up or did anything? He goes, no, nothing like that. I'm just, sorry.
Ah.
This whole Australian,
I think
she'll be right,
expletives.
Mate, has jammed a giant missile up our asses. Oh, I'll just have my vaccination. She'll be right, mate. I'll just have my booster shot. She'll be right, mate. I'll just go and get my vaccine passport. She'll be right, mate. I'll just live on CBDC cryptocurrency that they control for the rest of my life. She'll be right, mate. When will I not be right? In 10 years' time, when your daughter cannot have a child because they made her infertile in grade 12, are you going to be right then? Will you be right when your mate, who quit his job because he did not want to get vaccinated, he loses everything? Are you going to be right then? What about when your sister gets her children taken off her because she will not vaccinate them with whatever friggin' booster they need? You going to be right?
That's right.
What about when you're on a plane to go and visit your mum across the other side of the country and they turn it around because someone hasn't had their boosters on time? You going to be right?
Pay attention, Americans.
Right.
Pay attention.
We can't even stand up.
Can't even stand up.
I am so disappointed in us. I can't even hide it. I am so, so disappointed in Australia. And I go to the rallies and I see so many people who want to fight. And they're all, not all, there are some that are falling because it's getting too hard. And
see, this is happening on a global basis, friends. I want everybody to understand this isn't just happening in Australia. And I want you to keep in mind, they've been a disarmed people. You heard her say that we can't even stand up. Then she went on and said, you know what, there's people that have stood up at these protests, but they're getting tired. That means the government in that position, this is happening globally in unison, Isaiah 28, verse 18, Jeremiah 11, 9. Okay, so don't act like, if I can, just again ask the question, is this how they sold the whole plandemic to you, friends? Nope, they sold it to you by saying, just wear a mask. And the minute the people put a mask on, they went for it. The floodgates opened. Here comes judgment. And here they are now. These people have been warned. I guarantee it, the Lord is sending prophets into these countries and has warned them to return unto the Lord, and they fail to do it, and then their backs are up against the wall. And these fair-weathered friends, what do they want to do? They want to come back then to God. And friends, I got to just be honest with you. Scripture tells us there's a point where the Lord says, you know what? I've given you every mercy known and beyond that I have offered to you, and you have ignored me every step of the way. There is a point with the Lord where he says, those gods that you have served, go have them now save you. And that's exactly where Australia is. It's exactly the road America's on right now. But I want to tell you something, Americans. This is what you're responsible for all over the globe. Because when the American people deal with corruption in their federal government and state governments, it stops everywhere. This is where this is all coming from. Okay? They're all taking orders from our federal government, of course, through our little pawns that are submitted to the powers that are tolerated, right? The 300 globalists that are controlling all of us. Baloney. Hogwash. Nobody controls you except unless you bow to them to control you, period. Read Daniel 3 when you get a moment. I'm going to come right back after this break, and I'm going to bring you over to a school in Chicago, only to find out, I'll play some audio video for you, to basically unveil, friends, not everybody's going along with this, but again, we better pay attention to what we're doing and how we're playing this, because it's wrong on so many different levels. It's not good enough for us to quit our jobs. It's good enough for us to deal with corruption. Be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is heading out west next week to survey damages from the devastating wildfires in Northern California. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Biden will also visit the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho. A few dozen Americans are flying out of Afghanistan on a charter flight in the largest air evacuation since U.S. military forces left at the end of August. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher joins Fox News and says he believes the rest of Americans in the country are being held as hostages.
It appears we're in the midst of what is an unprecedented hostage situation. I mean, these people aren't guests of the emir. They are hostages right now. And the price for getting our people out is going to be millions of dollars to the Taliban.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The WHO is pushing back on the Biden administration and booster shots.
The World Health Organization is calling for a pause on COVID booster shots until the end of the year. The WHO's director general said Wednesday that richer countries should put a hold on offering the third doses and make those shots available to poorer countries who've had a hard time obtaining enough vaccine. Israel has already begun offering boosters to those who have received a two-dose regimen. And the Biden administration has targeted September 20th as the date that boosters will be available in the United States. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A Minnesota man who was freed by a bail fund supported by Vice President Kamala Harris is now charged with murder. George Howard allegedly shot another driver during a road rage altercation on an interstate entrance ramp. The shooting occurred just weeks after the Minnesota Freedom Fund bailed him out for $11,500 in connection with a domestic assault case. USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Just seeing some friends on social media platforms talking about how they are taking it to their city commissioners. Please give us a call and encourage others as to how this is done. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Here's the bottom line, friends. You can go ahead and pray all you want, but without doing, nothing's going to change. You can rest assured. And I'm saying that for the very purpose, friends, that too many people have been dummied down by the hirelings in the pulpit today who have no business being there. And that's all they do is they're taught to sit back and do nothing, throw their hands up in the air in hopes that the Lord somehow is going to change his word to meet them on their terms rather than on his terms and rapture them from responsibility. That's just not going to happen. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I can hear, this is an answer back for some of you people. I can just hear someone saying, Bradley, you're not acknowledging Joe Biden as the president. You're being disrespectful of the office. No, by you acknowledging that he is the president, you are disrespecting the office because you know that he has committed the act of treason. He is a Judas. He needs to lawfully be dealt with. As a matter of fact, if you go to Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, we are to Article 2, Section 4 him, and we are then at the end to Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 him. So if you want to talk about honoring the office, then honor the office, because our veterans didn't fight, bleed, and die fighting against tyrants in third world countries that you're now tolerating in your own. I just wanted to make clear, because there's a lot of ignorant people in this country, to say the least, on so many different levels. Honoring the office, friends, means that you hold it to the standard in which it was given, okay? And the way that we honor the office is that we hold them to the standard of the law, Article 6, Section 2, Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. I want to get over to this now. It's the CPS to start new school year tomorrow. I also wanted to let you know, before we get to this, we're seeing a lot of this, people saying that we're just going to quit our job. I'm here to tell you, the federal government, I'm here to tell you, the state government has no business intermeddling with your work or your employers in any sense of the word. So why are you quitting your jobs? Why are you quitting your jobs? 1-866-582-9933. Federal government, state government has no business shutting down your business, number one. Number two, nor do they have any business telling your employer to fire you if you don't meet them on their terms. Hey, Americans, how's that working out for you? You're just going to quit your job and you're going to run away from that? I can tell you this right now. You can run all that you want to, but you cannot hide. These are problems you're not going to be able to run from. This is exactly what happened under Adolf Hitler. Well, all of a sudden they said they couldn't do that anymore, so what'd they do? They left the school, they up, and they went to a different school. They created their own charter schools, their own private schools. Did that stop judgment? Nope. Judgment came to their front door, didn't it? Amos 6:3. Yes, it did. It's for the people in these countries to stand up and lawfully deal with corruption, period. That's what we have as we peruse the U.S. Constitution in provision. If we want to ignore that provision, whence we are destroyed, don't sit there and point back at the Lord and say, why didn't you save us? And the Lord's going to say, why didn't you save yourselves? I gave you the promise and I gave you the power to do it. It's not enough that somebody else lays down their life to give you the freedoms that you have. Now it's your turn, Americans, and what are you doing with it? What are you doing with that gift of freedom? GCN, I need a name, please. GCN, I need a name, please. 1-866-582-9933. This is a Fox News Chicago, Fox 32, who just did a report on what's going on there, and we're finding that a lot of bus drivers up and quit their jobs. This is not the answer, I'm telling you. By the way, if you read Deuteronomy 24, verse 6, it said, no man shall take the nether or the upper millstone to pledge, for he taketh a man's life to pledge. In other words, no man shall take away a man's means to make a living. That's what it means. Okay, let's check this out.
The first day of classes for Chicago Public Schools. For many students, this will be their first time back in the classroom since the pandemic began. And tonight, some parents are still trying to figure out how to get their students to school. The district, like many others, is facing a school bus driver shortage. Last week, 10% of drivers quit, with 73 resignations submitted on Friday alone. Bus companies say this is due to COVID vaccination requirements. The district says the shortage means 2,100 students will not be offered transportation. So, to help impacted families, CPS is offering transportation stipends, $1,000 for the first 2 weeks of school and $500 for the following
Who's
month.
Paying these people off, friends? You are, through federal government. They are reallocating your tax dollars to pay these people off.
Apologies to the impacted families for the
We're doing this to ourselves, Americans.
Especially with such short notice. The district says it has also adjusted pickup times. So parents, if your child is still riding the bus, their pickup will be 15 to 30 minutes earlier than prior years. Letters were sent to parents last week with specifics for their children.
Do you see all the dictates going on here? Lord, I just got to ask the question. Do we see all the dictates coming from the federal and state governments? And look what happens. By the way, the businesses and corporations that are attacking the American people, they're getting money from the federal government. Guess where that money's coming from? You and I, to attack us with. Okay, we're destroying ourselves. That's what's happening here. And again, I just want to reiterate the point. Why are you quitting your jobs? They have no constitutional authority whatsoever in doing so. You have laws there protecting you from what they're doing today. Can I say it loud enough? Can I say it long enough? Can I say it enough times for the people to understand that we are being assailed by our said representatives? We are being assailed by our employees? There's nothing legal about what's happening here, friends. Boy, Lord, when you told me to shout it from the housetops, I've been shouting it from the housetops. Like Martin Luther said, the great reformer back in the 1500s, you can talk to people until they're blue in the face, but until the Holy Ghost intervenes to convict them of sin, righteousness, and judgment to bring about godly repentance, it all goes for naught. 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. Boy, I can only do my job, and I do it. And I do it every day, and I stay the course. Hey, folks, we have all the information that we need concerning the wrongs and the crimes of politicians, agencies within the state and federal governments. And I want to tell you what, to sit back and tolerate more of their crimes is a recipe for self-destruction. Let me reiterate, we the people of the United States, who receive our rights from God in order to form a more perfect union, establish what? Justice. Ensure domestic tranquility. By what? Establishing justice that we might know peace. Tranquility. Provide for the common defense. Provide, not disarm. Promote the general welfare, the good of the people. It doesn't mean to take from those that work and give it to those that don't work. And to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to who, friends? Our kids, our posterity. Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. What if the American people don't do it? Well, they get what they've got coming, and that's where we're at today. When I look at the Declaration of Independence, that when any that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles. We don't need new documentation. We got it. We just need to apply them. Such principles in organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown, this is the great wonder, that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right. It is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Don't tell me about how back in 1878 that they overthrew the Constitution and they established a new form of government. Well, then that's for you to write concerning their wrongs, isn't it? Okay? Because anything contrary to the U.S. Constitution, friends, is null and void. You cannot establish something that overrides it unless the people allow it. And therein lies the problem. Therein lies the problem. Hey, I got a question for you before I take these phone calls. Is it good enough for Americans to enjoy their freedoms at the price of their fathers, yet when it is their turn to stand up and fight, they're the first ones to capitulate? Put that up against Psalm 78, verse 9. Folks, this is shameful, to say the least. Jeremiah 6:15 says, were they ashamed? The Bible says, not at all. Not at all. They were not at all ashamed. I'll tell you what, when they were ashamed is when it was too late, when the book of Lamentations was written, right? You all remember Elmer Davis. He said, this republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. That's what we have today. We have too many cowards in this country. Why? Well, because when you look at what has been given to us, even to their exhibition, their examples, Hebrews 13:7, and what it is that our forefathers showed us through their example, right? There's no, absolutely zero excuse for us to sit back and do something different than what it was that they shared with us through their exhibition as to what we're supposed to do in preserving what it is that they established. Yeah, you got to think through this, friends. A nation ceases to be Republican when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. I'm here to tell you again, under God, Americans, you are the law, not corrupt politicians who are usurping the law. You have to set the record straight. I can't do it for you. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to take some calls. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Oh, my goodness, friends. You know what? Sometimes you have to laugh, because if you don't, you're going to cry. You do all understand, everybody listening right now, by the end of the day, I'm going to have probably about 50 to 60 to 70,000 people alone on one outlet that have heard this message. You do realize that when you lay it not to heart, the issues in which we're dealing with today, God judges nations for that, right? Malachi 2:2. He also talks about those that take it lightly, that lightly esteem him. He will judge you for that. That's what's happening. And he is my Father. He is a loving Father. And I love him back unto him through the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5, in filial love. Right? But we need to understand that he's a good judge first and foremost, and that's what makes him good. And he's a merciful God. And if he wasn't, then why did he send Jesus Christ to die for our sins? That Jesus might shed his blood on the cross for us to wash us from our sins, right? 1 Peter 3:18, Revelation 1:5. Read those when you get a moment. We've been redeemed from the power of darkness. Through what? Through the blood of Jesus Christ. To do what? To redeem us back unto himself. Folks, that's who we should be serving first and foremost. And if we were truly serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we would tolerate none of this. in which we see today in this country, just like our forefathers didn't. And if you want to go ahead and test your steel on that or your lack of knowledge, go ahead and check out the Declaration of Independence and tell me what three quarters of that documentation entails. I want to know. We got Jessica calling in from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Doing good, Bradley. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Are you the one that was on social media platforms talking about what's going on in Michigan right now?
I have been, yes.
Thank you. So, I appreciate that.
And thank you for everything that you're doing. So we here in Livingston County, we had a vote to accept $1.5 million in funds for extra COVID relief in our county. And we had rallied several people to the meeting. They ended up voting no, the corrupt media around here and our local media and the COVID believers and the people living in fear threw a big fit. So they did a revote on it this Tuesday because people didn't get what they wanted.
Yep, that's right.
So we had to go back in, and we were there from 5 o'clock in the afternoon until 1 o'clock in the morning. Majority, again, showed up in an opposition to accepting these funds because we do not need to continue this lie.
Yep.
And it's still the resolution for it to be added to the agenda passed, even with the majority of constituents saying no. So I just wanted to, you had mentioned, you know, if people are going to their commissioners to call for encouragement, we need more. I mean, we have a lot of people showing up,
yep.
And I see a lot of people being involved, but we still need more. We need everybody involved right now.
Yeah.
Can
I add something, Jessica? It's really, I just did an article this morning, and I was talking about all of this, and what I was talking about is how we've been conditioned, how we've been desensitized as a people to somehow or another just take it. Whatever the government does, we're supposed to just take it. When they lie, we're supposed to accept it. When they steal, we're supposed to accept it. When they kill and they send our boys to unconstitutional wars, we're supposed to somehow call that honorable. Well, the fact of the matter is everything that we're seeing across the boards and not just in America, this is nothing short than a provocation of war on so many different fronts. And I'm not the one creating that war, but I can tell you this right now, I will defend myself from those that mean to assail me. And when the American people understand that position, that's when this is going to stop. Because it's interesting to me, Jessica, the bad guy can always do whatever the bad guy wants to do. And somehow it's acceptable. But when we have a good guy that's put in office for 5 years, for some reason or another, he couldn't get anything good that he promised to get done. And now we're here in the position, I guess we're supposed to just accept all those lies, too. And to me, it's got to go to the point, because even getting an attorney right now, we see too many attorneys just doing what they're doing for the money. I mean, it really is a provocation of war. And Americans, I don't believe, realize that they're being assailed by their said representatives. And you're telling me firsthand, no matter what happened there, even when the good people stood up and voted it down, what they did is they thought within themselves, well, we're going to get our way one way or another. And then they pull in their useful idiots through the line mainstream media. And what do? They just want to belittle you. They want to ostracize you. They want to demonize you. You know what? We got to get beyond all that, and we need to invoke the law, become the law, and deal with the lawless. That's what we need to do. Common sense comes into the play here, and if we fail to realize that common sense is what God gave us, then again, we deserve the results that we've been getting far too long in this country. I'll give you the last word.
Well, you know, we have in Allegan County warning notices going out to detain parents and their children if they do not comply with quarantine notices. So, and this is just for a close contact. This is not a positive case. This is with no burden of proof in any way. And warning notices are going out like this to detain you or your child, and put them in protective custody.
Yep.
There is no more. I mean, every person needs to stand up right now.
Yep. Amen.
So.
I appreciate you, Jessica. And by the way, we'll see you in about a week and a half, hopefully, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Bradley.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we got some wise guy online right now on social media platforms talking about lines between church and state. Hey, Dale, do me a favor. Go ahead and give me a call and show me where lines between church and state are in the Declaration of Independence. Hey, Dale, will you show me where it says lines between church and state in that of the Bill of Rights? Or maybe within the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution, because you, my friend, are parroting misinformation in a big way. There's an erected wall barring the government from doing what it's doing today. So, Dale, if you'd like to go ahead and call me and set me straight, my number's 1-866-582-9933. Dale, you are incorrect, my friend. We got Jeremy calling from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello, thank you. Yeah, when you hear these media types and these governmental types say that we need to be supportive of whoever is in the presidential, whoever is president at the time, just simply because that's a way of supporting the office of the presidency. That's part of the propaganda to try to keep the population quelled. Now, can
I add, Jeremy? The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. That's what's happening. But yep, you're exactly right.
Right. And these and the founding the founders of the United States of America likely understood that part of the effectiveness of the freedom of speech was to ensure the unlikelihood of civil unrest and revolt by providing people with the opportunity to channel their grievances toward more verbal and visual forms of expression. And now the political right, I'm specifically targeting Fox News, they've been exploiting that pivotal power of the freedom of speech by making it look like they're combating that which is dramatically displayed as an oppressive and authoritarian democratic administration, and thereby appeasing adherence of the political right, with a consequence become complacent, subdued, and otherwise restrained. And as a result, the people are failing to adequately demonstrate their endowed freedom to speak in opposition to what is a political industrial conglomeration that merely operates in the guise of a two-party system. And it's like what you're saying. People are simply quitting their jobs, they're giving up, and they're probably going home watching Fox News and thinking to themselves, "Oh, maybe these people will take care of it." As the camera guy goes out and takes a look at what Peter Ducey is throwing on the barbecue grill this time, and what's starting to happen is the citizenry is starting to impose authoritarian rule upon itself. The government doesn't have to do it; they just have to give a little push, and it's the people themselves who will oppress themselves.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You know, I'm thinking about what you're saying about the two-party system, and I was thinking about how I had an individual tell me, it was actually through Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty Morning Show, he had told me that he had a communist, I believe it was Tim, that he had a communist friend that said that they used to control the people through the two-party system. He said when the people didn't put up with the two-party system any longer, he said they failed, and they received their freedoms. And the American people have no excuse why they've accepted a two-party system in any sense of the word, because it's obvious as to what's going on here, Jeremy. It's to divide and conquer the American people, Mark 3:25, and it's worked because people haven't taken the time to read for themselves, and that's why we are where we're at today. I'll give you the last word.
I know you have a little bit of time left, so I just want to thank you for letting me say that today.
Absolutely. I appreciate you, Jeremy. Always love hearing from you. If you want to call in, folks, now's the time to do so. I'm looking at Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America. This is the guy that said if a law is unjust, which is policy, right? If a law is unjust, a man is not only right to disobey it, he is obligated to do so. He's obligated to do so. You have corruption in both federal and state levels, friends, and with the use of the little useful idiots that are setting themselves up for the first fall in the mainstream media. It's interesting to note that what they don't realize is they are setting themselves up in the process of doing just exactly what they're doing. We are doing this to ourselves, friends, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts around about it, and we're not going to be able to get around it. By the way, Thomas Jefferson also said, you know what, I'll probably get to that tomorrow, concerning the Tree of Liberty. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.